Hi, so I'm Liz.
And I'm Josh.
And we're part of Bloody Date Night, which is part of the Atlantic Transmission Network, if you didn't know. And now we're raising some money to buy some new equipment and a great way that you can support our show and our sister shows. So if you go to theatlantictransmission.com and click on the Amazon link at the top of our homepage, then when you search for something on Amazon, we get a cut of whatever you purchase.
Yeah, buy whatever you want. Buy cookies, buy fruit snacks, buy marital aids. All the money really helps. It doesn't matter what you buy as long as you buy it off of the Amazon link that we tell you. And it's the same stuff at the same price, but we get a small piece of sending you guys there. And that really helps because I've broken a lot of equipment in the studio. But guys, please go to the Amazon link, help us out, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Welcome your hosts for Bloody Date Night, Josh Krebs and Ms. Liz Richards.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone, it's great to be sold out at Madison Square Garden.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
You fuckers pay too much to see us.
Oh my gosh. Remember when you said that you wouldn't be able to see anybody in the audience while
yeah,
we were
Yeah, can we, is this, you guys can see us okay?
Yeah.
Can we have some house light, stage lights a little bit? This looks fantastic, especially if you're listening to the episode, which we are recording right now.
Right.
So, before we start the show, I have a really serious question, guys, and I want you guys to think about this long and hard. Do you like jerking off?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Are we just killing time right now? Oh, okay, cool.
Working
all right.
The lights.
Does anybody know the show at all? You guys know the show pretty well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
So,
subscribe.
Everybody fucking subscribed? Ooh, man. It's kind of good knowing that you have people who subscribe to your shows. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Liz, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm centering myself right now
because Liz is very.
I'm not an on-stage jokes person.
Which is
Thank
great because no one can see you right now.
Right. No.
It's
perfect.
Okay.
It's good.
For those of you guys who don't know, we've been dating for let's just say like I don't know like like say like how many advent calendars have we been together for?
Oh my God! What?
60 advent calendars?
If you do one a month.
That is true.
5 years.
For 5 years. Yeah.
Doing math.
Well, I was going to say one December each year.
No, 72.
This is fantastic. This is a great way to start this show. I genuinely love horror movies and Liz doesn't. So each episode that we do, I show her a movie that I love dearly and hold close to my heart and Liz has never seen before. So I basically expand our relationship as the best we can and see if Liz at some point will leave me, which she has not done yet.
Still here.
Do you regret any of the films that I've made you watch?
Maybe like one or two, which is not a bad track.
So that would be Hellraiser, definitely.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't listened to that episode.
Hellraiser, for sure.
She got super close to walking out on me on that one.
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Not a fan. I know, I'm sorry. I know.
Funniest movie I've seen in years. And then so essentially in this episode, we decided to visit a franchise that we started with our first episode, which was Nightmare on Elm Street. So we decided that with this episode, we were going to go with the straightest film ever made, Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Freddy's Revenge.
Oh, I didn't know it had a subtitle.
Yeah, Freddy's Revenge.
Okay.
Yes. Who's he get his revenge on?
The people who own that house.
I guess. Realtors. Homeowners,
I don't know. I mean,
basically.
Who is he getting his revenge on? Everybody?
Everyone. He hates everyone.
Yeah.
He certainly hates hot dogs.
Because everyone who hurt him is dead at this point, right?
Yeah.
So who is he getting revenge on? Who's left?
People. Like people.
Yes. Okay.
Clearly straight white males living in on Elm Street.
Right.
Jesse.
Elm Street residents.
Elm Street residents.
Mostly.
Well, like, so before we dig into this, let me ask you something, Liz. Do you have any first experiences with this movie at all?
No. Did you make me watch this once? Did you watch this once?
Yes, I did. I've watched this several times.
Yeah, because I had this, like, vague memory in a couple of these scenes. Bam. Lights.
I was born a star, baby.
For some reason I felt like I had these like drunk flashbacks of other times you've made me watch this movie, like the pool house thing. I vaguely remembered the pool house scene.
You have vague recollections of getting drunk and me putting this on every single time.
Yeah, actually.
Liz is hammered. I gotta put on Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
I think that's the only time I would have been like, okay, watch your movie.
It's kind of like a.
It was like a consolation.
Yeah,
like,
I was about to say.
I don't care enough to watch this movie.
That's okay. No, well, like, no, there are several times that, like, we've been hanging out and I have been watching this movie. So, you are not wrong in that at all.
Okay. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
This is definitely, like, a movie that I saw late at night on TV, and I remember the party scene scaring the shit out of me.
It's very scary.
To some, I assume.
Yeah, it is scary. With the pool I'm getting ahead of myself.
You don't want to jump too far ahead to this insane-a-thon that we're about to delve into here.
Yeah.
I want to first, let's start like from the beginning, so that's a good place to go. Okay. So why don't you walk us through like what happens to this
movie? We get a title sequence that is not as good as the original.
What do you mean?
The title sequence wasn't as cool. It was just like word art. Just like there wasn't really a scene. It just sort of like started. I don't know.
Like it wasn't like because in the first one it was Freddy creating the hand and all
and
that
it was like
shit.
More dramatic and there was the sheep and stuff.
And then the first frame was like school.
Yeah, and this was just like Freddy's back.
Well, yeah, because
here's a bus. Yeah, the bus goes by. There's a runaway bus.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Freddy's driving the bus.
Yeah.
Which
Freddy got his license.
Which I know now. Because after we had a huge debate after the first time we did Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy only comes to people in dreams. He's not actually alive.
Your confusion was whether or not he truly is
dead or alive. But I know now. So if he showed up driving the bus, that means we're in someone's dream.
Right.
So I was like, all right, got this. And so then the bus veers off into the desert?
Yeah. It's driving out to Spawn Ranch to see Charlie Manson. Yeah.
Okay. Where are they?
They're in Springwood. What do you mean?
Why is there a desert near Springwood?
I don't know. Like this.
Hell are they?
They're in Ohio. I don't know. I've never been to Ohio.
The deserts of Ohio?
Yeah, the deserts of Ohio.
Okay.
Where stray buses.
There's like a saguaro over there. I don't know.
There's a what?
Saguaro. It's the cactus.
Oh yeah, of course. I should have known that.
Yeah.
What an idiot thing. The stupid, stupid Josh.
It's okay.
It's fine.
So, what happens? Oh, yeah, so it's our guy's dream, Jesse.
Yeah, he wakes up
and he's so sweaty.
He's soaking, just fucking soaking wet.
He's just sweaty for the whole movie.
Yeah, he never stops
sweating.
He's
just really sweaty.
He is dehydrated throughout this movie.
And his room is full of garbage.
Because they moved. Yeah, they moved.
Yeah, but first.
So you were just like, oh, this is some garbage child?
Why is this house full of garbage? I didn't know.
until finally,
well,
like.
Well, they said that he moved. I was like, oh, he just hasn't unpacked his stuff. But otherwise, I was like,
your assumptions are immediately like, this is a garbage child that I'm seeing.
He lives in a garbage house. I don't know.
He lives in a garbage house. No wonder Freddy wants to kill him. Maybe this is an allegory for, like, children being cleanly with their bedrooms. Or else Freddy's gonna come get you. But no, it's something else.
Yeah, I think it's not that. But
agree to disagree. He goes downstairs and then he runs into his
and the
his
air
parents.
Conditioner's broken. I think that's why they said everyone's so sweaty.
Yeah, yeah. He says something like the air conditioner's been busted since they moved in and all this stuff.
And
played by Clue. I can't pronounce his whole name. It's like Clue. Glogger, Clue Gallagher. I don't know.
He was in.
Do you remember? Wait. Well, this is actually really good too. Because do you remember when we watched Return of the Living Dead here?
Yeah.
And we talked about it. He was in. He was in Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, who was he?
He was the owner of the warehouse that all the zombies broke out in.
Oh,
it was like
okay.
I think it was Bert No,
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
Bert.
Okay. Yeah, Bert. That makes sense now. Okay.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Our relationship is fine, guys. In case you want to know, it's going great.
Yeah.
Well, so we find out that the heat is busted, and then all of a sudden we meet Lisa.
Lisa, who looks kind of like a young Meryl Streep.
That's exactly why they hired this woman.
Really?
She does. Yeah, she looks straight up
like
Meryl
Streep.
She looks
like a redhead Meryl Streep.
Yeah, they were just like, "Fuck, we need a." She's actually really good.
I think that's not true.
What?
You're making that up.
No, I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Why would I lie about this?
Because you lie about a lot of things.
No, I do not lie about a lot of things. That is not true. I tell you things that you choose to think are true.
You're such a jerk.
And a lot of them are not true.
And a lot of them are lies. That's okay.
I know. No, I don't lie all the time.
No.
Not all the time.
And why did I write this?
I don't know. What?
Jesse's bad at baseball, but he's got a nice butt.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, because they're in the gym class and he has to do push-ups, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Well, I mean, it's he's playing a softball game, and then he gets in a pickle with Grady.
A pickle? Okay.
You ever heard that before?
Oh, yes, I've heard that before.
Yeah, you've seen Sandlot. You know what I'm talking about.
I know, I do. So he's bad at baseball, and then he has to do push-ups. Because he gets in a fight. Right?
Well, I don't even think they're push-ups. I think they're just like...
Planks?
Yeah. Planking? I think he's doing planks. I think he's P90Xing that shit.
Oh.
Yeah. I assume. And that's when him and Grady start to become friends.
Yeah, and the coach yells at him and goes, assume the position, which
yes.
is gay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this movie.
Can I straight up ask you, did you ever think that this movie is gay?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
so like,
actually, it was right around when the two, what's his friend's name? They're doing the planks. There's
yeah,
Jesse
him and Grady.
The,
yeah.
Grady.
Mm-hmm.
And Grady goes, hey, are you mounting her nightly? Which is the least straight thing I think I've ever heard.
Mounting her
are
nightly.
Are you mounting her nightly?
It's kind of like a weird chivalrous way of like saying to have sex with a woman.
I know. I don't know.
I went out recently and I found a woman at the local tavern. And let me ask you something. Have you ever mounted a woman? on the hollow whenever the moon is hollow. And then in a bar, you could hear outside the squirrels. As if you have become one with nature. Have you ever mounted a woman so much?
Nightly.
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 Yeah, that's not how straight men talk, as far as I know.
No, that's not how they talk at all.
I don't think so.
No, they definitely do not do that. Well, they also reveal in this, too, that he frequents the S&M and queer joints is what they call it in
yes,
the movie.
Yes, that's right, because they go to that leather bar later.
Yeah, there's a lot of leather in that.
Yeah.
Like, everything's made of leather.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like it, I don't even know how to describe it. I wish I could have a good idea for it, but I don't.
Yeah, it's like an S&M club.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I just imagine I just remember it being covered in leather. That's
yeah,
all.
Just everywhere.
Just leather, leather, leather?
Yeah, leather, leather,
they have
leather.
A good leather guy. They have a really good leather
in-house?
Guy. Yeah, yeah. It's just like, call, hey, I know. Jerry, you're going to put up this leather bar. I get it. The S&M Club, it's going to do great. But I want to tell you right now, there's a guy. I have a leather guy.
I bet he does.
His name is Herr Berkowitz.
Herr Berkowitz.
Herr Berkowitz.
Alrighty.
He's your leather guy. You in or out? Are you in or out? This S&M Club has got to work. Do you want leather in it or not? Herr Berkowitz is in it.
In.
Okay. Thank God.
You're welcome.
So where are we now? So we find out all this stuff about the coach and
Oh, that's when they reveal that they live. Jesse's family moved into the original house from the first movie.
Yeah, yeah. So let's walk through this for a minute. Before all this happens,
mm-hmm.
I want to talk about something that is one of. I would say the sexiest things to happen in cinema.
Oh, I think I know what...
You think you know what I'm talking about?
Is this when there's the dance sequence?
Oh, yeah. This is
oh,
the dance
okay,
sequence.
Okay. Is this the clip?
Yeah, we're going to actually watch that clip.
So. Okay.
So the whole thing is this is kind of the moment of levity, I guess, in this carnage that we're about to see, where Jesse is told to go upstairs and move everything.
Because he was going to go to a party or something?
I don't know
right?
what
he
was, the like, fuck go out is... Dad, like, I don't know what Jesse's doing. Jesse's... who knows? You know, he's... I don't know. He's just going out wandering around the woods.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple of times in high school, all the time.
Absolutely.
I blacked out a couple of times, but I don't want to talk about that. So we're going to go ahead and watch that scene.
Okay.
I want to try to make sure everyone can see it.
I know what your favorite part is. I can bet I know what your favorite part is.
Well, I don't want to talk about that yet. I want to talk about.
I think I have a different favorite part. You want to come over here?
No, I can stand behind you. We'll do it like we're taking a photo together.
Okay.
At prom.
Roll the clip. Oh, it's exciting. I never get to do that.
If you're ovulating, you might want to step back because this scene is potent. You might get pregnant.
See, it's a garbage house. That'll show him.
Fuck that.
I don't like that, man.
I don't like it at all.
Bam.
This is my favorite part.
I knew it.
This is it. What's gay about that? What? That's Meryl Streep. That's Meryl Streep.
Bobo Meryl Streep.
That's Bobo Meryl Streep. She's very Streepish.
Yeah.
That's why she got the job.
I guess maybe I should.
We can cut it. That's it right there.
Yeah.
How is everybody doing after that?
It's Josh. Yeah.
What?
He said it's you.
Oh yeah. It's me.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that he sticks it to his dad by dumping a bunch of tapes in a drawer.
Yeah. That's how you get your back at your dad.
Ugh, disorganized everything.
I feel like that's how certain OCD kids got back at their OCD parents.
I guess, yeah. I
was yeah, it's like, fuck this.
Like, you just made things really difficult for yourself, Jesse.
Yeah, you're at... Maybe that's why he's waking up in the middle of the night all covered in sweat. Yeah. My tapes! I gotta unorganize my tapes! Sorry, I didn't mean for that to be too loud. So Lisa comes over and then she basically helps him clean up his room.
Yeah.
I guess.
She helps him unpack.
They have a meet cute in while cleaning his room.
Yeah, they're bonding.
All right. I don't know. And then that's when they find the old diary of Nancy.
Right, Nancy's diary. Right. It's like, I'm going crazy. There's a guy after me.
Right. She wrote it during the
last movie.
During the last movie, which is the connection between.
And she keeps calling him Fred. Why does she call him Fred and everyone calls him Freddy?
Because they're formal. Like, they just know each other really well.
Okay.
Like, it was Mr. Krueger, and now it's just like,
and now, he's
now
just
it's Fred.
Fred.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. So that's their clue. And then Jesse raises, he's like, what? This is the same thing I see in my dreams. He doesn't sound like that, but.
He doesn't sound like Keanu Reeves.
No, he doesn't. I'm just going to do the rest of the podcast like that.
Great.
Okay.
No.
Okay, fine.
So then we go to class, right? And Freddie, is that when Freddie says he needs Jesse's body?
Yeah, in the dream sequence?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's burning things in the alley. I think that's what he's doing.
No, he's burning stuff in the furnace.
Oh.
In the basement.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually like really funny because like I was thinking about when I was little, I used to have this fear that there would be a killer in my house at some, like, somewhere in my house, but I didn't know where he was. All I knew was that he could see me. Like, yeah. That was, like, the creep. Like, that's why, like, when I was little, I would check, like, closets all the time because I thought that they would be,
that's
like...
scary.
It is super scary. I don't know where that stemmed from. I have no... It's probably from
watching... movies like this?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean...
Just a...
I'm not paranoid.
No. Just a guess.
I'm a fully functioning adult.
Wait, we gotta...
Shut up.
Wait, can we get to the class with the snake? Because that was so bizarre.
Oh yeah, you want? Yeah, we can go to snake class.
It's poop class. They're talking about poop.
No. They're talking about the body.
Yeah.
They're talking about the body.
Digestion.
They're talking about the colon.
The colon.
Stuff.
For some reason.
And snakes.
And then there's a snake on Jesse, which I thought was going to be a dream snake, and then they were like, "No, actually, it is the snake that's in the classroom, and you shouldn't have that out, Jesse." And they take it away.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was going to be an imaginary dream snake, but it was not. It's a real snake.
Oh, no. That was a real snake. Grady put it on there.
Grady.
Grady. Fucking Grady.
Grady.
I just, like, can I ask you something? You can be totally honest.
Okay.
Out of Grady or Jesse, who do you think was cuter? Let's break this down.
I think Grady.
Really?
I think. I don't know.
Why Grady?
Honestly, neither of them are really appealing.
Real? Oh, okay. So out of the two, you'd
Grady,
like...
I guess.
Mercy take Grady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mounting him nightly. That's called a callback, right?
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da. Thank you so much!
Comedy.
Jesus. Yeah, So he finds Freddy, and Freddy's like, you've got the body and I've got the brains, and so he does that cool thing where he rips his head off. Yeah.
Yikes.
And so so that's when we kind of get the first idea that shit's not going well.
Yeah.
So Jesse wakes up, and then
when everything's melting, right? So are we at that point?
Oh, yeah, sure. We can go there.
When, like, everything starts melting in his house and the records are melting.
Oh, yeah, it gets really hot.
Yeah.
And everything's melting in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then so he leaves, right? Is that what happens? Is this what you're talking about?
I think so.
He leaves and he goes to the S&M bar?
Oh.
Is this it? Or am I ahead of you?
You're a little bit ahead. Because thinking if Jesse finds the knife hands...
Oh, okay, in the furnace?
Yeah.
Okay, so my question now is, like, did you think that was real, or did you think that was a dream?
I think I thought that it was real.
You thought it was real?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Me too.
He made himself some knife hands.
What?
We've gone over this in the last... He made himself some knife hands, and he just, like, I don't know.
So he's just, like, leaving knife hands everywhere?
Prototype knife hands. He has, like, sets.
I only got 12 of these, and I'm selling them all on Etsy.
Yeah.
You know, real knife hands. Homemade. Those have to exist somewhere.
Oh, I bet they do.
B.J. Thorne has one.
I'm sure if you went on Etsy
made me wear it one day for Halloween. What?
I bet you could buy knife hands if you went on Etsy. I'm sure someone's made them.
All right. Christmas gift.
Not to spoil.
Christmas gift. Did you spoil the fucking Christmas gift? Did you fucking do it? Oh,
no,
shit.
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't get you knife
Son
hands.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry, I just thought about it right now.
Okay, fine. You could have easily said yes, and I would have been really over the moon.
Yeah, but we only have, what, an hour?
I can't believe I just said over the moon to describe my excitement. I'd be over the moon if you got me knife hands. Oh, boy. Then I can go show the Kaiser what I really mean. So I actually do want to talk about, because I think this is when we get around the time of the canary scene.
Yes.
Okay, good.
The exploding birds.
The exploding birds. Now, I don't know birds that well, but I know for a fact that they do that in nature.
Probably.
Prove me wrong.
I can't. Can't do it.
Once again, Josh comes out on top. Nightly. What do you think that whole scene meant, though?
Because
nobody who knows, like, it's literally them sitting in a living room, and then they're all like, it's hot.
It's hot, and then the birds fly up, and then they burst into flames, and they're just like, poof.
Yeah, the bird, well, you're skipping a lot. There's two birds in there.
Right.
One bird kills the other bird. Like, he commits...
Birdicide,
yeah. And then he escapes...
Yeah.
And then the dad tries to swing at it with a broom, and then the bird explodes.
Yeah, also, that's kind of a mean way to chase your pet.
the room.
Yeah, but he attacked everybody and he committed birdicide.
I guess.
You got to get the law and order in there. Stabler. Boom, 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 boom.
Law and order
boom.
Bird unit.
Bird unit? Yeah, law and order bird unit.
Oh.
Okay. So what would their first case be?
Oh, I mean, well, obviously this one. This is like a high-profile case.
This is a high-profile case because it's a white family.
Yeah.
Very high-profile white family. We got to find out what happened to this bird or else the mayor's not going to really like that, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Stabler's still in that one, though.
he's still in it?
It's still Stabler, yeah.
He's still good, yeah.
Looking for birds.
He's my favorite.
He's great.
He's a big old husky dog.
I mean, Olivia Benson's the best, but.
Yeah, she is pretty awesome. She's still on that show?
Yeah.
She is. Jesus. All right.
Yeah.
I think she will die on that show. Like, I'm not saying like that is a curse or anything, but because I don't have the power to do that.
Yeah.
Not yet, but give me a year. So the bird dies, and then the dad is like trying to accuse Jesse of like putting cherry bombs or firecrackers in the bird to make it explode.
Yeah.
Which is very...
Jesse got birds to eat firecrackers.
Yeah, and then somehow...
Well, maybe is it like when pigeons eat rice and then they drink water, you know, and they just...
Yeah, when birds eat firecrackers and they drink water, they
explode. I'm saying more likely they gave them rice instead of firecrackers.
Okay, I see. Or instead of just a whole firecracker, he just fed it gunpowder like it was bird seed.
Yeah, and that's why it goes... And then it's... black powder everywhere.
Would birds do that? Would birds eat,
I don't know,
gunpowder?
Birds eat a lot.
I kind of want to see this now. I kind of want to see if a bird will eat gunpowder. What's up?
I think my mic was just shaking a little bit. So let me go from the Angry Birds. This is when we go to the S&M Club thing, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. They go to the leather bar and Jesse can't button his shirt again. Jesse never buttons his shirt, actually.
No, he's got to show that sweet chest.
Yeah. He's just sweaty and... Sweaty.
He's always wet.
Can't handle buttons.
Can't handle buttons. He's and which is another weird thing that I've noticed. Like he's constantly wet, which is I'm kind of thinking is a weird kind of maybe take on like a wet dream.
Ew.
So well, I mean, maybe it goes along with the repressed homosexuality thing.
Sex dream stuff.
Yeah.
He does dream himself into an S&M club. And
well, he doesn't dream. He walks.
He straight up goes.
He knows where he's going.
But then it turns into the gym.
No, it doesn't turn into the gym.
Well, because I thought because he went so fast between them, I thought that meant it was a dream.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You thought the coach was renting out a part of the gym for an S&M club.
Josh, don't be ridiculous.
Is that what you meant, though?
No.
So you're saying, or you're
no,
saying...
No, I meant,
like,
I meant like, you know in a dream when you're like in a house, but then you'll open a door and all of a sudden it's the beach and you're, you know, like when you're in a dream and you can go in between spaces. Like,
okay, but he wasn't dreaming though.
I know, I thought this was a dream. I don't understand. Whatever.
Now that you say it, I don't really understand much of this movie at all. Now that you're saying all these things, I think I'm coming to terms with a lot of things, right?
But the gym coach is a leather daddy. That's what we learn.
Yeah, he's into it.
Yeah.
He likes it.
And then he has that really weird death where he gets strung up with a jump rope.
Jump rope. So he gets pulled. What?
No, now that there's people here. Oh my God, some people left. Sorry, I just noticed that.
It's totally all right. It's fine. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Fuck them.
Fuck them?
I love you, man.
Thanks.
So yeah, like they string him up like
he's, yeah, and he gets pulled apart.
He doesn't get pulled apart. He gets like towel slapped
right,
in the ass.
Oh, right. He gets spanked to death.
I guess. That's basically it, right? He gets spanked to death.
Yeah, death by spanking.
And then... death by spanking? New band name I call.
That's where we were.
You should have jumped on that,
no,
then.
No, because I was going to let you have it.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Josh, death by spanking.
Yeah.
What's your hit song?
Oh, we play a lot of kids' parties.
Of course.
We get invited to a lot of... really adult parties, but it's a lot of, like we mainly do kids parties.
Yeah.
The song that we do because we're a metal children's band is called Ford of Greens Eater of Vegetables. And it's kind of like a medieval, it's kind of like,
really nice.
And it's like very Iron Maiden-ish, you know, a little bit kind of like that.
I like it.
You know, and then, we have a lot of drug problems, though.
Yeah.
A lot of drug problems.
I believe that.
Too many.
It's always those kids' shows that have the worst problems.
Pixie Sticks and Butterfingers and Baby Roots. Oh, my God. Are you holding? Are you holding right now?
No.
No?
Sorry.
Thank you for your time.
There's a creepy little girl.
There's a creepy little girl? Like where? In the theater?
Rope. Yeah, oh. In the theater. No, she's jump roping in the movie.
Like in the dream?
Yeah.
Yes,
I
okay.
went back to the movie.
Yeah, okay. I knew what you were talking about. I was just more or less like confused. I was kind of like, you just said jump roping girl.
Yeah, she's jump roping and she's doing the pretty rhyme.
Right, yeah, that's the first time we hear it.
Is she from the first movie, or did we... I don't remember that happening.
I don't think she has
much
of a backstory. I think it's just like, it's a generic...
Okay, I didn't know it was like someone from the first movie I was supposed to remember.
No, not really. I mean, it's the...
We've seen a lot of creepy little girls in movies, so I thought maybe I was supposed to have known her before.
No, it's not. Okay. It's not someone you should recognize.
Okay.
She's nobody. Don't worry about it.
Great.
Okay. But, like, is this also when Jesse's about to attack his sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, like, wakes her up and then immediately puts her back to bed?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's fighting with the Freddy inside him.
But he doesn't wake her up. Like, he's standing over her, and she just, like, turns to him. She's like, what time is it? And he's sweating.
Yeah.
Like, again, he's like, half-clothed with the little fucking Freddy claw behind his back.
Yeah. He's at war with the Freddy in him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's possessing basically Jesse whenever he wants to go kill.
Yeah, yeah. And Jesse's like fighting it.
So this is also around the time that like he isn't... He fully believes that he is actually murdering these people. He has no... Like,
yeah.
Because he's like, I am murdering these people. It's not Freddy. And then it's like, no. Like Freddy is like
don't
doing
feel
something.
Bad. Don't feel
yeah,
bad,
don't
Jesse.
Feel bad, bro.
It's not you.
Come on, bro. Don't feel bad. It's good.
It's fine.
It's okay. You're fine.
Oh, then we go to the favorite part, the cool kid barbecue.
Yeah. Cool kid barbecue. Yeah.
Right?
The cool kid barbecue. Yeah. Yeah,
it's... Everyone's laughing at me about it. That's what it is.
No, that's exactly what, that's why, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And the parents are supervising, but then they're going to go do it.
They're going to go what?
They're going to go do it.
They're going to go do it? Are they going to mount?
Nightly.
Nightly?
Yes.
Why don't we take this upstairs where I will thrust my catapult.
All the teenagers are just like waiting until they go upstairs to do it.
Yeah, they're waiting for coitus to happen in order for them to...
They're like watching the window.
fuck. Yeah, they're fucking!
Yeah, which is creepy and weird and not something I ever thought about.
But like, I don't even think
parents.
They're going to be fucking, though. They're just literally sharing like a big glass of whiskey together in bed.
Yeah, in
it's
the dark.
It's what we do a lot of the time.
Aww.
We don't have problems. We drink in bed.
So... Yeah, so I don't know. So they go up, and then that's the really scary part with Jesse and his tongue.
Oh yeah, he's trying to motorboat her, and his tongue.
He can't control his tongue, and then his tongue's like 3 feet long.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty sweet.
Oh my God, it's so
and the best part
gross.
is like during that whole thing, he has no control over it. So it's like literally going
it's
over
like an eel.
Tit.
It's like an eel in his mouth.
Yeah, and it's just like it's navigating around the cone or both of them. It's not going. Should I not have said that? It's just like, so it's just kind of navigating all around it.
I don't think Jesse knows his way around a boob, so.
Sort of, I guess. Watching that scene, he was just kind of like.
He doesn't.
Just kind of like sniffing at it and like putting his face in it and rubbing it like this and all this stuff. It was weird. Yeah. It was definitely not sexy at all.
No. And then that tongue thing is so scary.
Can I ask you a question now that we're in this, that now that we're fully into this movie? Did you ever have somebody that you dated or wanted to date or had a crush on that turned out to be gay?
I went on a couple of dates with a guy who turned out to be gay.
What? Really?
Yeah. I was talking about this. His name was Fred.
Cool.
And he took me on a couple. He took me to go see Sorority Boys, which should have been.
Oh wait,
a tip-off.
I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, we were talking about this last
sorority
weekend with Ian.
Sorority Boys.
Yeah, he took me to see Sorority Boys.
Sorority Boys is it's like Twelfth Night, but with bros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of bros who have to dress up like girls
for a sorority.
To be in a
What was the point of that movie? I still don't get it.
I don't know.
Why were they
it
in
It was a really bad teen movie.
So how did it go? So like, did you go out with them again?
You act like I've seen it since the 90s. It wasn't like a classic I had to go back to.
What are your favorite comedies? The Jerk, Animal House, Sorority Boys.
It's pretty bad.
But did you guys not
No, we
like
never
that?
Kissed. We did nothing.
Okay.
No, it was that. And then he came out in college and we were like, yeah, we know.
Oh, okay. What gave it away?
He was just real gay. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Did you ever date anyone who was gay?
Yeah. I think she's gay. Yeah. Pretty sure. Yeah. Let's just agree that she's gay.
Because you love, like, kind of butch women with
really
short haircuts.
Actually, I really
so
do
I think
love
it's...
lesbians. Like,
I know.
I have crushes on Amberell and fucking Carmen Esposito and, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all there.
There's been a lot of people that Josh has told me he's had crushes on, and then I'm like, no, she's gay.
And I'm
she's
like,
married
prove
to
it.
A woman.
Prove that she's gay.
Oh, Hannah Hart. That was another
one. Oh, Hannah Hart. Yeah. That's
true. They're all gay.
Well, okay, fine. Well, that's great for you. That's good news for you, I guess. There's no threats. There's
okay.
no threat, you know?
Makes no difference.
Yeah.
When are you going to get close enough to Anne Burrell for anything to happen?
Oh.
Anne Burrell, celebrity chef Anne Burrell? Come on.
So Freddie... Freddie in this movie is pretty scary. Let's go back
to the movie.
Well, so no, like, okay, so we find out that Jesse can't basically complete when he's
right.
with Lisa.
Well, and also he has a huge tongue.
Oh yeah, his huge tongue. So
and
that freaks him out. Something's not right. So he leaves.
Yeah.
And where does he go? What's the one place?
Grady's
He goes
bedroom.
To Grady's place.
You know.
Because
he's like, oh, I'm so scared. I have to spend the night with you.
Yeah.
I mean...
He's like, he's also... Like, how did he get in? Like, how did he
get... I just imagine he was, like, panicked and he shimmied up the drain pipe and popped in.
My imagination is that he's so quick, he ran through the front door and right up to Grady's room.
Probably.
He's quick. He should be on track.
Yeah. He could. He's very lean.
Did you say glean?
Lean.
Oh,
like,
lean.
Like a runner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he does a lot of push-ups.
Yeah. And then, that's right, because this is when we have the repeat of the first movie, because Jesse's like, bad stuff's happening when I fall asleep. Don't let me fall asleep. Watch me.
Right, and what does Grady do?
And Grady's like, he's asleep, great.
Fine.
And then goes to bed.
I'm a good friend.
He's a
Grady's
jerk.
Kind of an idiot. Like,
yeah.
Grady...
Yeah.
I feel like if you dressed up like a frozen turkey and put sunglasses on it and told me that was Grady, I would have been like, that I would believe you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for letting me do that to the Thanksgiving turkey, by the way. I really appreciate you letting me put the sunglasses on the turkey this year.
You know, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes to keep me around and entertained. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So he runs out and he sees Grady, and then this is actually one of my favorite parts of the whole fucking movie, is the transformation of Freddy through Jesse.
Oh, is that when he's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to watch it?
That's the other clip. Did you both?
Let's watch it.
Let's watch it.
Let's watch it.
Whatever.
Let's watch it.
He's turning into Freddy.
Sweet, stupid Grady.
So sweaty.
Frightening as shit. Okay.
I think I must have been writing a note when there was the eyeball in his mouth. That's scary.
That is super creepy, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes out of fucking Jesse like he's a little, like he's
like
a little caterpillar.
Unzips his little skin and he's there.
And he just flies out like a little butterfly. Ooh. Should we sing Butterfly right now? Let's sing Butterfly.
No?
I don't even know the
lyrics.
Look,
it took me a lot to get on stage. I can't sing.
Oh, yeah,
sing.
You're right. Let's sing Butterfly. No. Do it. You're great. So like, that is one of my favorite parts of the whole movie.
Really scary.
It is super scary. And my favorite part also is that Grady dies because he doesn't know how to work a fucking door.
You're right. He does. He keeps like slamming and sliding his hands. Yeah. He can't figure it out.
He's like pawing at it and he's like screaming at the door.
But did Freddy lock the door? That's kind of what I thought.
I don't know. Like, this is where...
Because Freddy's done that before,
this
right?
This movie negates all of the rules from the first movie.
Oh.
Because Freddy comes into the real world, but he can still control things. Like, he still has control over things.
Yeah, I guess I just thought that he locked the door.
What do you mean?
That Freddy just, like, mind locked the door.
Yeah, but, you mean he locked it?
Yeah, so the Grady couldn't get out.
But if it's in real life, though, how can he do that?
I don't know. Look. Freddy doesn't make sense.
This is why this movie is great. It just defies all logic.
You can't act too shocked. Like, there's rules made up all the time. Although about what
that was
can
pretty
and can't
fucking
do.
Awesome.
Oh no, that's amazing.
That was
and
great.
Terrifying.
That was terrifying. That's another one of the fears that I have. Is like
a face coming out of your stomach.
Well, I did actually when I was little. I literally had this fear that my grandpa would always tell me about like maggots and stuff like that. You know. And so I imagined. Sorry, are there maggots here? And so I always imagined that like maggots would like crawl into my stomach and then like burst out.
Oh God!
So like that was one of the fear things, and the other thing was also like being in the same room with somebody who had snuck into my house and was about to kill me.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yeah. This is my life that I live. I have a girlfriend. For 5 years. I do a show with her, Chris Aurelio. Light it up.
So he kills Grady, and then we flash to the pool party.
Yeah, right? So
a big makeout pool party now. Everyone's making out.
Everybody's making out. It's a beer commercial. Everybody's having a good time. And then so they're all swimming, and then Jesse comes back to the pool party.
Yeah.
Catches Lisa before she leaves to go find him. It was Lisa was going to leave to go find Jesse too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he caught her.
But
like
he comes
they ran
back.
Into
yeah.
each other. They had another like
adorable.
Yeah, it's really cute when he's like freaking out and sweating all over her patio.
Yeah, she loves it.
It's great. She's into
so
it.
So cute.
She's like, just let me pat your forehead.
It's all shiny.
Oh my God, shiny people weird me out. Anyway, so he then turns into Freddy.
Right. Is that when the hot dogs explode?
You're set on this, yeah. Yeah, the hot dogs explode. They catch on fire. Everything catches on fire. And then the water actually even becomes like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, it's boiling.
It's boiling. It's
boiling. We've seen a lot of horror movies with like people getting boiled to death. I didn't think that was a fear, but now it seems to happen a lot.
Yeah, it's a thing. You know? Be a little, you know, vegetable stew. Then you die. Yeah. I mean, just get out of the water. It's hot.
Yeah, well, they did. Some of them got out of the water.
Get some room temp in there.
Yeah.
Well, like, so when he jumps, like, I don't even know where he came from, actually. Like, he has this whole thing with Lisa where they talk about
him killing
her.
Like running through the yard. That's what I thought, but.
Well, no. He pops up from the grave. Did we watch the same movie?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sure that's where you came
from. No, do you remember, like, all... Okay, so your favorite part happens. All the hot dogs catch on fire.
All the hot dogs catch on fire.
And then, out of nowhere, the grate opens and Freddy jumps out of it, and that's when he's on the pool party.
Okay.
Did you miss that, too?
I don't remember
You just thought he just walked into a party?
He was writing something down, but all of a sudden he was there.
Oh, man, that's... I would just love it if he just, like, ran into a party with a bunch of kids, and he's just like... And they're just like, this is...
Knife hands.
Do you think anybody... Like, they were just too drunk or too stoned to even know what was going on?
Yeah. Like, who's the guy? Who's the asshole with knife hands?
It's just like, is that Lisa's brother? Man, that guy's crazy. Is he slashing up Mark? No way.
Oh, no.
Dude, I think we're all dead. We're dead. I'm sorry. So he basically, so he essentially, it's kind of like this is where everything changes again, where he's able to go into the real world and kill people.
Yeah,
but he starts, still have
those
powers.
He's like attacking
powers.
The pool party.
Yeah.
And then Lisa tries to stab him.
Right, she tries to stab him.
With like really wimpy stabs.
Yeah, like, yeah, just, yeah, mm-hmm. Nothing big.
They were like sad stabs. Nothing happened.
Like, not Liz Richards stabs.
No, I would stab with purpose.
Yeah, I've seen you stab with purpose, and it is quite frightening. Yeah.
But she's just kind of like, me, and nothing happens.
But he says something like, because Jesse's voice is like, you got to kill me, or something like that.
Yeah, because she's trying to kill him, and then she realizes that it's Jesse inside of Freddy, or Freddy is Jesse. And
again, like...
They're one and the same, but anyway, he wants her to kill him.
Okay, yeah. So Jesse inside of Freddy says, "Kill me," and that's how it starts.
And then they drive to the plant.
Plant?
It's not a plant.
The power plant that we glossed over, that where Freddy used to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he worked. He used to work at this power plant they went to.
And what's guarding the power plant? Could you clarify for me?
The sweetest. Dogs up for adoption that you will ever see.
They're dogs with human faces, right?
Yeah, human faces. Okay. They kind of look like they look like Richard Dreyfuss's face on a Rottweiler.
On a dog. Yeah, it's very odd.
Yeah, it's very, and there's two of them.
Yeah.
Those poor dogs too. Like, think about it. Like those were real dogs that were wearing masks.
Like, put masks on a dog and like, let them loose. Oh.
Yeah.
Just let those dogs run around with little party masks on. Oh.
Yeah. It's adorable.
Oh,
but I mean, like, but I mean, it's just like
they didn't run into anything.
No, they're fine. They're okay. They've gotten over it. They go to conventions. They sign autographs
they
all the time.
Do.
They're good. Richard Dreyfuss dogs.
Yeah. Why are there dogs with human faces? Do we ever?
No, we never clarify anything in this movie. There. Why does this movie exist?
No,
we still
no, no,
don't
no.
know. This makes no sense. This whole movie makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is also when we this is nearing the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But like we find out that the real thing that can kill Freddy. Is true love?
Yeah. Great. I had that question too. I'm glad you do too.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah. Because she says, I love you, Jesse. And then all of a sudden it brings Jesse back? From inside Freddy?
Yeah. She's like, she does this whole like really great monologue about how much she loves him and needs him. And he's still in there. And I love you. And then she finally kisses Freddy. And then that breaks the spell.
Yeah.
I guess.
True love's kiss.
True love's kiss. And then that. I guess like makes everything catch on fire and it's so intensely hot that it melts Freddy's face.
Again with the heat.
The heat's a big thing. That's how Freddy died.
Yeah.
It's a big thing throughout the series. Yeah. It's like,
it's one
like
of his powers. It was like,
no, not his powers, but something that is associated with Freddy.
Okay.
Like his is fire. And then Jason's is water. And Michael Myers is heart. And Leatherface is
wind.
Thanks, guys, for coming. Yeah. this is literally what it's like hanging out with us all the time. So all that basically melts his face.
Yeah, he melts like everything that was in Jesse's room earlier. He just like.
Yeah, and then it's just it was I guess Jesse was
inside the
had
whole
like
time.
A layer. He was layered, like he had a layer of Freddy's skin.
Yeah.
And it was just like melted off.
Like a wax coating of Freddy.
Yeah, he had a wax coating of Freddy, and then it finally melted off. And then he's just like, it's over. It's finally over. It's done.
Everything goes up in flames.
Everything goes up in flames.
Well, the power plant place is like in flames.
Well, wait.
Before this. I'm just saying everything's burned down. It's over. For now.
For now. Yeah.
If I've learned nothing else from watching horror movies, it's that there's always war.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. We got to see what happened with Freddy at the power plant.
That's right.
Like, I want to see the backstory about him working at the... What did he do? He had to have had some sort of
engineering
degree.
How did he get
there
from working at the school?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's... He's just like... He's just
career change.
I mean, he's just like, I got to get out of the power plant game. It's too much.
There was a little more upward mobility, some room for growth.
I got it.
I'll go work.
Janitor. this isn't working out either. Well, we also get a stinger at the end of this, like a little extra scene.
Oh yeah, it kind of vaguely reminded me of the end of the first one. I mean, they're not, but it's like the sun's shining, everyone's happy, kid goes off to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very similar to the end of the first one, where they all get in the Freddy car.
Right, yeah, they got in the, but this is different. It's a bus.
Right.
A Freddy bus.
Freddy bus.
But like this is something that we also are led to believe also because like, you know, it's like you got to have like a cliffhanger ending.
Right. Right. Oh, that's right. Because he goes, it's all over, which you can't ever say in a horror movie.
No, you can't. Can't do it. Because
that
what
means
happens
it's not
next?
Over.
Because what happens next, Liz?
And you get 8 sequels.
Yeah, but what happened? I want you to tell me what happened.
The hand.
The hand came through her chest?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just like to see you do that.
The hand. Tell me.
The jazz
the hand.
Oh. Yeah, whatever that girl's name is, popular girl, hand comes through her chest, she freaks out, end of movie.
It's pretty sweet. And then drives off into the fucking desert again.
And then
again.
They go off to the desert of Ohio again.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they gotta go find those bottomless pits that Charlie Manson keeps telling them about.
Exactly.
No Charlie Manson fans around here. It's okay. Let me ask you something. What did you think of this?
It was so weird. It's like really weird.
Right. Right. It's a weird movie, right?
Yeah. I like the first one better.
Okay. What like out of all the kills in this movie, what was your favorite?
Probably when he got spanked to death. Because I was just bizarre, and I don't know if that really happens, but hey.
How many people get spanked to death?
Yeah.
Not enough to know about it, I guess.
I guess, yeah. They're all happening in shadowy S&M parlors.
Okay.
What about you?
What about me?
Favorite kill.
Favorite kill would be Grady. Grady was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even see the claws go in. You see, like, the claws on the other side of the door and then, like, the blood and everything.
Ooh.
That was really good.
That's
I like
a good
that one.
One.
I actually do have a weird love for this movie.
Yeah.
Because it's just so balls out ridiculous.
It is pretty ridiculous.
It's
funny.
You thought this was funny?
Yeah. It had funny moments.
Like the dance?
Yeah, like the dance and like the birds exploding.
Fucking birds.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's funny moments.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you continue watching more of these?
Where do they go from here?
Oh god. I don't want to tell you too much.
Well, I mean, I guess quality-wise, do they go up or down from here?
Third's great.
Okay.
I love the third. Third's fantastic.
Okay. I could do third.
Okay.
I could
three's,
do third.
Three's much significantly better than the second one.
Okay. All right.
I think.
All right. I could do that.
Okay. And then, so maybe we could just do that in a year.
Okay.
So prep yourself now.
Yeah, I'll get ready.
Return back to Freddy Land.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready.
If I had to ask you also, would you still stay with me after making you watch this movie? What would you say?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Guys, thank you very much for coming. Do we have any plugs before we go? Shut up, Chris Aurelio.
I don't have any plugs.
You want a tweeter?
Oh, I tweet at Miss Liz Richards. We tweet at Bloody Date Night. We're on Facebook as Bloody Date Night.
And then
tweet at Josh_Krebs.
At Josh_Krebs. And then, find us on iTunes. Leave messages, all
those
that
things.
Cool stuff. Or reviews.
And wait, we got to take it out.
Thank you, Madison Square Garden.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Ben.
As always, I'm Paul.
And we're from Juicy Reviews.
We have a podcast where we like to talk and review movies, maybe bring on a wacky character from that movie, and always play some games.
We like some games. I actually brought a clip, Paul.
Wait, you brought a clip?
I brought a clip.
Can I listen?
Yeah.
I look mad young, right?
Yeah, you look young in the movie, and...
I hooked up with a bunch of the young chicks at the movie.
Oh, you know what?
You know what? It's not illegal if you're a police officer.
And I believe that, is something I wanted to bring up since you're here.
Sure.
Tell us about all the hookups on set.
Oh, my God.
Who's hooking up with who?
Yeah.
So, there's, like, these, like, Asian girls in the movie.
Right. The twins, right?
I triple kissed them.
Okay, a little triple kiss.
That way you didn't get confused if it was Rachel or Rebecca.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, whatever, and I triple kissed them.
Was that offset or on camera, or and they got cut out maybe? Or
I didn't do it on camera for sure. Okay. I would never, because you know what I mean? I could get in a lot of trouble for that. I don't know how old they are. I can never tell with them. But who else? Let me see. Cecily, the girl.
Yeah,
I chalked her.
You chalked her? What is chalking?
That's when you kind of forcibly kiss someone.
This has been an Atlantic Transmission production.